Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. On LOL Radio, it is time for us to chat again to another of the upcoming Melbourne International Comedy Festival stand-up superstars. And joining me on the line from the other side of the world, I have Milo Edwards. Hello to you, sir. How's it going?
Hello, good morning. It's early here. I apologise if my voice sounds like it's early, because it is early. It
probably is one of the only benefits of coming out of the COVID pandemic is being able to connect to the other side of the world. It is quite early for you, so I do appreciate the fact that you've been able to rustle yourself up for the show tonight. But we're very much looking forward to you making your way over to Australia for a brand new comedy tour.
Yeah, I'm excited to come back. I'm excited to have good coffee and sandwiches.
The highlights.
Oh, absolutely. That's the one thing I always say about Australia is you never eat a bad meal. You can eat a good meal in London, but in Australia you can't eat a bad meal. That is its distinguishing feature.
It's nice to have some positives. I think it's all the loaves of bread that we stole that sent us here in the first place.
Maybe, yeah. You were inspired to really work on your sandwich making abilities.
Now, your show that is coming to the comedy festival this year is called Sentimental, and it's got a reasonably somber backstory to it.
It's a show. I mean, I think the show itself actually isn't that somber, but the show itself is about me being an orphan, basically. Both my parents died within 5 years of each other in my 20s, and I wrote a show that I actually did at the Melbourne Comedy Festival in 2023. Mm-hmm. That was about essentially kind of like my father's death and the aftermath of that. And at the Edinburgh Festival the previous year, I'd had a review of this show that said the show was unsentimental. And so I thought it was kind of funny to write another show having a pop at the idea of that show being unsentimental.
And this one being,
And this show is kind of more about my mum, but I've woven it into a story about kind of sentimentality in this review that I got. And I think it's a pretty good show.
And probably no greater feeling than being able to use the words review back against itself.
It was sort of honestly, I had to talk a lot of people into it because, like, generally speaking, I would say ever referring to the reviews is frowned upon. I was like, no, I'm doing it in like a meta way. It's going to be okay. And I won everyone round.
But it would be, quite a, is it a harrowing experience kind of writing comedy from such a dark place or?
I don't know, really. I mean, I think probably the comedy comes after the harrowing experience. You know what I mean? So you sort of, I just have to write comedy about whatever has happened to me. It's sort of a, you're in this position, so you may as well write stand-up comedy about it. I don't know if that's an entirely healthy position.
Well, you do a podcast called Trash Future where you are often getting quite deep kind of geopolitical sort of stuff. And so I guess your brand of comedy, so to speak, is kind of digging deeper as it is anyway?
Yeah. I would say that's kind of the way I tend to structure the shows is there'll be like a personal through line normally. But that'll be hung off a lot of political and social commentary stuff. That's the same in this show. There's a lot of stuff, particularly about British politics. But I think one reason I really like coming to Australia is I feel like everything is very familiar. Like British references, I think, work really well with Australian audiences because the two countries are culturally so similar.
Definitely.
I think it's very, whereas some other places you go, like the States, I think you have to do a lot more work to get people to understand what you're talking about.
Well, you'd be quite adept at, you have worked in foreign countries before. Your stand-up show on YouTube is all about your time in Russia.
God, yeah, what a time that was.
that sounds like, like a really a crazy time indeed.
Yeah, it was pretty mad. I mean, it was a slightly less controversial time to be in Russia than it would be now.
Now, but, yes.
I mean, it was such a totally different, I mean, in some ways, I went over there just to improve my Russian, and then I got this job as a comedian on TV kind of by accident and ended up staying for 3 years. But it's the way that everything works over there is so totally different. Like, you were kind of like employed by the TV station,
yep,
and you worked for them, and they would just like ship you all around the country doing these shows and what have you. And it was completely bizarre. Like, I've been to places in Russia that like loads of my friends in Moscow had never even heard of.
Right.
Me as a sort of 22-year-old British guy, I'm being packed off to like, you know, the depths of northern Siberia to some oil drilling town. You will entertain these men. They work 16 hours on the rig.
You'd be the first face that they've seen in...
something like that.
Yeah. But the podcast has been going for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And it's a mix of the free-to-air stuff and quite a bit behind the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. The Patreon is, you know, it's what keeps everything together.
Yeah.
That's it. It's hard to make such a lucrative living out of stand-up comedy these days, so... Mm-hmm. Podcasts have really been a lifesaver in that regard. But yeah, so Trash Teacher, I mean, I think there's a free episode every week, and then we do loads of Patreon stuff now. There's a bonus episode every week, but also we do like there's like spin-off series that are all on the Patreon as well. So there's loads of stuff on there.
It's literally full-time job stuff.
Yeah, and then I also have two other podcasts, to shame.
Hey, it wouldn't be a white guy in the world without a couple of podcasts, you know.
No, absolutely not. I'm living up to my culture. I'm embracing it wholeheartedly.
So this show, Sentimental, as we say, it's coming to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. 10 shows only, so it's one of those ones that... If you don't book early, there is a chance that you will miss out.
Yeah, please do book early. I'm excited. This time I'm doing 2 weeks at the festival and then a tour of Australia around either side. So if you live in any other major city in Australia, the show is also coming to you.
Excellent. And all those details, best place to head online?
Yeah, miloedwards.co.uk, my website for tickets, or you can get me on Twitter or Instagram at @Milo_Edwards.
Fabulous. And we've got all the details at comedyfestival.com.au for your show, which 28th of March through the 7th of April, but no show on April Fool's Day, I noticed.
Yeah, my venue's not open on April Fool's Day, sadly. Unless that's some kind of trick. Maybe I'm supposed to turn up anyway. It's a test of initiative.
Some sort of secret gig.
Where I trick everyone.
Yeah, they all turn up to an empty venue and...
They all turn up and it's Husey.
Well, Milo, thank you so much for having a chat on the show today. I really do appreciate particularly the early start for our
chat. Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. And we look forward to catching Sentimental at the Chinese Museum as part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Perfect. Chinese Museum, the venue I was born to play. Thanks very much.
No worries at all. Thanks for that. That's Milo Edwards on LOL Radio. And all those details for his show are up at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website.